Well, good morning. It's March 3rd, 2019. Made it into a new month. You know, that February, that 28 days of February. Isn't there a movie? I hope there isn't a movie. Isn't that be terrible? The 28 days of February. Well, yesterday was actually Texas Independence Day. You know, it was 183 years ago yesterday. A whole bunch of guys in Texas said, we're done with Mexico screwing around, and we want Texas, and blah, 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 yada, yada. And, well, they wrote something on a piece of paper. Yeah, and then Santa Ana came in, and, you know, 4 days later, you had the Alamo. So we got three more days till 183 days have gone on since the Alamo happened. Amazing. Amazing. Well, not that amazing, but it is what it is. Alan, are you there?
I am. Good morning, Steve. Good morning, world.
Good morning, world. So what do you think? 183 days since the creation of Texas? Isn't that strange? They talk about it. And you know Washington at the Brazos, right? You know, the place where it all started.
Yeah, I actually went to a rally there,
Yeah, that's kind of like just, even now, it's just kind of like a big field. And, you know, what was that all like? You know, I just imagine they're sitting around in the tent going, okay, here, you want to sign this? You know, they're gonna come chasing us around with guns, right? I guess that's what happened.
Well, yeah, at that time it was Flint locked and cap and ball and blood powder cannons. Times were a little different. Odds were a little bit more even than what they are now today, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, they didn't call them guns, but they did call them rifles, though. I know that. Nowadays, we don't even consider a black powder rifle an arm. That's kind of not where I was going with that. But isn't that kind of strange? Back then, that was the culmination of, a performance protection device.
Yeah, the rifles, yeah. It's, you know, and then most of those were like squirrel guns, you know, and hunting rifles that had the rifling in them, you know, but most of the military arms were smoothbores, and if you could see the ball, you could shoot it, and you could watch it go out a little ways and then start curving, kind of like your old BB gun did.
So you knew which way it was going to curve? Well, it curved differently.
Well, no, that was kind of a happenstance, depending on which way the sprue on the ball was facing and how it caught the air, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's been really primitive. That's probably why they all survived when they'd march up there and stand up in lines against each other and shoot at the guy in the center and hit the guy on the left or hit his
split. I still can't see how they convinced people to do that. Just, okay, you guys run up there and we're going to walk into this line of musket fire and if anyone falls, you guys behind just keep going. It's like just marching straight in. That was supposedly bravery? I don't know.
I don't know, man. You know, that was how many years ago? As far as they were doing that in the 1800s, because we know that. They were doing that in the 1700s. And, you know, but they came from the point where they'd stand there with shields and spears, and then all of a sudden they got guns, and then they didn't know any better. Because I know they've always had gorillas that ran around and, you know, what do you mean you're going to stand in a line? I'm going to hop in this tree and shoot your butt. Fascinating. But that's not exactly.
There's always those that they couldn't condition, huh? You know, that they couldn't brainwash into just walking into a line of musket fire.
Yeah. And they were probably way, 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 way more effective, you know, instead of, you know, just dying and getting your arm cut off or whatever. And, you know, I guess if the Civil War and even it not being so civil and probably best described with different terms, the War of Northern Aggression, the battle between the Americas, however you want to put it, was one of those times where, what was it, the medicine was just so bad. And they learned a lot from that war on how to cut people's legs off and arms off. And man, that's a whole nother show that maybe is best taken on by somebody else. But it's crazy that that actually existed. But you know, wars are a commonplace in our society, which is a good transition for where I was actually wanting to go today. And today is Dog Day, guys. You know, actually, that's not really the way that we do it. But we're going to be leaving here in Fredericksburg later after the show, and we're going to go pick up a new puppy. Right, Alan?
Woof, woof. Yes, sir. My new little girl.
We're going to get a new puppy. Yeah, it's going to be a great little road trip. We'll hop in the truck and go out. Do all our thing. It's going to be really loads and loads of fun. We're going to, allegedly, we're going to have Susan Danzler coming on in 30 minutes, and we're going to talk a little bit about some other doggy stuff, and we'll go all sorts of different directions. But before we even get going there, I want to talk about a little article over on Republic Broadcasting. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Because a while ago, I was sitting there a while ago, let's qualify that, since the 90s, I've been talking about women's rights movements or, you know, the super genderification or whatever we want to call it, the breaking the glass ceiling. And as I bumped into feminists throughout my life, and even if we don't want to call them feminists, the ones that say that women have been treated unfairly throughout time, and it's time that they do get their, you know, their place in the world, I'd ask them the question, and you say, well, are you ready to, you know, go to war? You know, you want to fight? You want to be drafted? That sounds like something you want to. Well, no, is usually the answer, because that's the sane answer. But then they'll retort with, well, if a woman was president, we wouldn't have any war. And that might have been a fair thing to say, be it, you know, in the 90s, you know, before a lot of women had a lot of power. But nowadays, Alan, that seems pretty laughable to think that a woman would try to end all wars, because that, you know, I've seen enough evil people up there in Congress that it would just perpetrate maybe even worse. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the ones that stay hidden in the background, like Victoria Nuland and all that, all those gals. Who's the guy that does the interruptible autopilot, McConnell, Phil McConnell? You know, he talks about his sister Marcy. Well, I forgot what her name is, and then just all, you know, the lawyer, or a lot of these guys in the administration, their wives are like high power lawyers. You know, like the one who defended the Clintons. How many times? You know, they sit in the background and they're kind of pull their skullduggery in the background. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just saying that there's a lot of people that the wars have been pushed by fear and, well, lies and deceit for so many years, and a lot of these wars just shouldn't have existed no matter what. We're being manipulated into them. Today, our social programming has all of us in different little boxes. If you're listening to Republic Broadcasting, well, technically we're in another little box, right? Be it a box that's outside that looks differently at things, but it's still definitely a box. You've got the Republican box, right? You know, okay, I don't care how you got in the Republican box, you know, that you might have been a George Bush supporter, now you're a Trumper. What's going to be next, a Biden supporter? Right? Isn't that a step back from Trump? Because Trump's kind of interesting. But then you could be a Clinton supporter, right? Wow, one of those rabid individuals that, what do you stand for? You know, I'm not too
sure.
Well,
one of those kind of confused me about that feminist thing, Steve, is that when every now and then you'd hear one of them say, well, the men can stay at home and have the babies. You know, and I'm like, no, that doesn't quite make any sense. I don't care what they're trying to do in today's world. I don't think the men have the equipment for that.
They don't, but they taught the millennials to say that whenever a woman is going to have a baby, that they say, we are having a baby, or we are pregnant. Like, no, there is no we. I am, no. What are you, crazy? No, I'm not. She is. You know, it's my wife, you know, but we are not. We are having a baby. But it's so easily, you know, manipulated, and it's manipulated by culture. I was listening to National Public Radio. Damn things should not exist, period. But sometimes I don't get any talk radio, or I really object to something that's on, you know, my traditional talk radio, and I'm quick to follow the guidelines of, if you don't like what you're listening to, change the damn channel. So I hit the button, and bam, you're on NPR. And they tell me, so-and-so is going to drop a new album today, or so-and-so is going to drop a new piece. And I'm like, what the hell? You know, that ain't a word. What is drop? Oh, well, it's American slang for put out or something, release. It's like, dude, did I get really old or something? Because I can't handle that saying or whatever the heck just happened to me at the time, you know, because it dropped, man. I'm going, no, let's speak English, and especially if you're a taxpayer-funded, you know, supposed to be hoity-toity. I'm playing classical music. You know, my stuff don't stink. Kind of get offended. But what I was saying about the females is, oh, God, yesterday I got a big chuckle when I noticed this article on republicbroadcasting.org, because the shoe's starting to fall. You know, it's going to be on the other foot soon. You know, it's going to be on the other hand, whatever. There's an article there. It says, women's sports may one day soon consist entirely of men. And I, you know, I didn't even have
dead naming, Steve. That's dead naming.
that thing, you know, you know what's in the article, and you already know it's valid, right? You know that it's going to be some guy writing about how, you know, folks with danglies or whatever, I guess that's how Maria Navratilova calls it, are running and riding bicycles and lifting and joining events, beating out the women in those events. No, I'm going, yeah, yep, gonna happen. You know, when the draft comes in, gonna happen. They're gonna come out and they're gonna have to fight. How many years will this happen? Right? How many years are we gonna go through? Is the entire field gonna be filled with men, women? You know, while the transvestites, you know, come online? I don't know. Oh, Sherry in Kansas is here. That's really... Let's do Sherry in Kansas. What do we got, Sherry? Are you?
Good morning. I got three things. Alan, I know you mentioned you listened to Rant sometime. Did you happen to catch Stevie Kidd's interview this week?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
do you remember exactly that quote she gave from Marx about how, you know, that how social changes by activating the women? Do you remember how that went? That was interesting.
She's always interesting. I cannot remember the exact quote, no, but, you know, yeah, that, as far as, yeah, mobilizing the women, you know, these civilizations were matriarchs. You know, the women were put at the top because they were the ones who could reproduce, and, you know, and they were worthy, you know, where the civilization continued from. So
I'm going to have to find that quote because I thought that was really interesting. I want to recommend a book to people I happen to get a hold of, and it's really interesting. It's On Killing: The Psychological Cost of Learning to Kill in War and Society, and it's by Lieutenant Colonel David Dave Grossman, and he was an Army Ranger and spent years in the military, and then he also taught at West Point Psychology. And it's very interesting, and he gets into, you know, y'all were talking about black powder rifles, and he said those battles lasted for hours because they just weren't accurate, like you said, and
they couldn't
really
hit. Yeah.
But it's really interesting that he said they've known for a long time that 15 to 20% at least of the people that the infantry they have on the front lines do not want to kill. You know,
right. Yeah. And as much as they tried to drill it into them, yeah, when it came down to it, they couldn't pull the trigger on another human being. Yeah, they actually had enough morals still left in them.
Then somebody told me this this week, and it sounds like a good idea. Instead of putting men and women on the bathrooms, they should put XX and XY.
they would find some way to corrupt that also. You know, that's one thing you really can't get past is the true genetic differences, you know. And, men have men have more muscle mass. The muscle structure is different. The attachment points on the bones are different. We get more leverage out of the muscles that we have because of the attachment points that we have. Everything in our physiology is different, yes.
No, I agree. I used to do sports when I was in high school, and I don't believe it's right that the males should be able to compete with the females. So, anyway, that's all I had, guys.
I believe there's a lot of women out there that are finding that out now too. I believe they're not winning in their sports anymore. It's something that used to be a man that's now calling itself a woman, even though he's still got a dangly. You know, it's the whole world's gone insane.
Well, and I don't think that women should be on the battlefield just because, that men would favor them, and it a woman can't carry a heavier guy out generally or drag him out. But Frank and Al were talking about this on his show the other night. And Al said that more clerks were killed in the Vietnam War than infantry people, you know, because they were talking about support troops and stuff. And I found that interesting. I had not heard that.
Well, I haven't heard that. What, mortar attacks on bases and things like that? Is that what you're saying? Or how was
Well, they were. They knew that... that the support troops that get the logistics people that get the supplies up to the people actually fighting were important to prolong the battle. Actually, that's the whole thing about modern warfare in the 20th century and on, is that the logistics have improved so much to sustain the battle.
That's supposedly where our weather control, program really came from was, Operation Popeye, trying to keep the Ho Chi Minh Trail socked in so they couldn't bring supplies up, even though we weren't allowed to bomb certain cities, that were their main rallying points and everything. You know, that was definitely a political war.
So, anyway, I thought that was interesting. You all have a good show.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I'm not too sure. Hang on, folks. We already hit the first break. Republic of Texas Radio. We'll be right back after these messages. Short segment coming up.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back. You know, I didn't know where I wanted to go in the first half hour, except for, you know, it's all insane. We've got transvestites who are now just transes, but they might also be transsexuals, which isn't transvestites, because transvestites is an offensive word, because we're offended by just about everything. Well, some people are offended by just about everything, and allegedly we have to ban them or do something, or I don't know. It's funny, we were just on the phone with Sherry, and man, she brought up, I think she brought up bathrooms, and it rocked me back to this week when I was in the hardware store, and I walked into the bathroom to use the urinal, and oh my God, I went into the wrong bathroom. This bathroom was a light tan. It was really too nice to be a men's bathroom. It had all these four sinks and a bunch of stalls, and I go, oh shoot, what am I doing? So I turned around and I looked at door, and I said, men's? What? Where are the urinals? And I've been in that bathroom for that one place previously, and, you know, from what I remember, oh, God, it was a terrible, terrible bathroom. You know the bathroom over at Sutherland's, Alan. Have you ever been
there's
there?
No urinals anymore?
They're all gone. It's as close to transgender as you can get. You know, a woman would go in there and they'd be all, oh, this is nice. You guys have a really nice bathroom. And I'm kind of like going, oh, God, this is going to be a mess, right? You know, interesting, but I guess that's the direction they're going in, you know, the bi-gender.
That was one of the fun things about being a guy, Steve, was, you know, like being able to write your name in the snow and stuff.
Yeah, I guess that's the, you know, I don't know. There was some big hubbub about the first place that they're going to do the drink your own pee is going to be based on water recycled from bars. You know, so I guess they're not going to do that at our local hardware store, at least not right away. But I don't know why I wanted to talk about that.
Well, the local hardware store will still be the local hardware store very long. It'll probably be a wine tasting room pretty soon. Man, when I left your house yesterday, Steve, man, it was like, it was unbelievable trying to fight my way back into town through the sea of wine tour buses coming out.
Yeah, you know, it's rather fascinating. They opened up a new winery right down the street from me, and you know, they took a icon from the 50s, 60s, 70s, maybe. It was the Muffler Man. Remember the Muffler Man? You know, the big guy who stood there with the muffler. Where was he from? Midas?
The Midas Muffler Man.
Yeah. And they put it on 290 right next to the Fat Donkey Winery. We got all sorts of cute names out here, and it's not donkey, folks. The Fat Donkey Winery has a new neighbor. It's called the the Wine Garage. And they took this old symbol of the Muffler Man, you know, big, three, four-story tall, you know, guy. He's about three stories. And he had a muffler. Now he has a bottle of wine. Come on in, folks. Drink your wine. So this is where we're going, folks. This is Agenda 21 town, Fredericksburg, Texas. Come on out and visit if you want to pay a lot of money to stay here. It's kind of expensive. We've been voted the number one highest priced place to live in Texas.
No, Steve, wonderful? We're the least affordable place.
Number one least affordable. They can say it in all these different ways. My God, when were we ever taught to be so manipulative with our words? You know,
everything's got to be cutesy. I mean, you drive through town here, and it's like you drive along and you see Choo Choo Trolley and Lone Star Candy Bar and Phil Jackson's Amazing World of Things. And it's crazy as crap. I mean, just selling useless baubles and doodads, and now those people are all complaining because everything is like, if a store closes down, what goes up is a tasting room. And they're all going, well, don't they have enough room to taste out there at their winery? Why do they have to have a tasting room in town? You know, it's taking up our bauble space.
It's jacking up the prices, you know. Last month I was only paying $25,000 a month for rent. And now it's gone up to $32,000. Like, you know.
Good deal. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. If you're
The property taxes have gone up. People that own those buildings. So, well, yeah, you know, 8 years ago my taxes were, you know, $6,000. And now they're $42,872 a year, you know. Property taxes. Yeah, everything's just gone completely nuts here.
There are so many things that give me a headache. I really don't know even where to start, especially in our county. And I just imagine, I think it's happening everywhere, that everybody's dealing with this stuff. You know, it is happening everywhere, and people might not see it. That's the crazy part. They might not see it in what place that they serve in Agenda 21's, you know, little world. You know, for us, we're the Disneyland that you guys get. You know, if you're out there in the rural America, I guess that they call it flyover land, you're outside of the future of the United States of America, the corporate United States of America. If it's called that, you know, you're outside of it. Right? The inside of it would be living in a city. If you're living in Austin or Dallas, or generally speaking, those will remain there. They will get denser and they will get bigger. They'll have more control. And you will be able to come visit us. Hey, we're late. Going to break. Republic of Texas Radio will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat, very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Republic of Texas Radio. We're still trying to get Susan on the line, but that's okay. We must have woke up Art off the grid because he's calling in. Something must have, you know, woken the beast. Poke, poke. Hey, Art, are you there? Knock, knock.
Roar. Roar.
Hey, hello.
Roar.
Yeah, there he is. The weak roar.
Yeah.
I know.
That's about as good a roar you're going to get out of me this morning, okay?
All right.
Seriously, you know, you're talking about this, you know, people complaining about rent prices and all this kind of stuff because of all the crap going on. You know, I'm constantly hearing that here in the part of Georgia where I live, and, you know, I
really?
Get people from out state, wow, it's cheap to live there. Okay, well, come move here then, you know. But no, they don't want to do that. But, you know, I hear people in town complaining about the cost of this and the cost of that and how expensive things are getting, blah, 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 blah. Meanwhile, they won't do a damn thing about it. They won't boycott the businesses that are doing this. They won't boycott the various people that are doing this. They continue to do business with the very people that are causing the problem. So all they're doing is help propagate the problems that they're complaining about. You know, and then you got guys like me who sit out here in the country, and, you know, it's kind of a bummer that I've had to start over, you know, because I just inherited this property, so I'm kind of having to start over from scratch. But, you know, I always tell people, if it's that bad, I have room. Come move out on my property with me, help me develop, and we will have cheap food and free water and, you know, all this other stuff. Not a one of them's willing to take it up. So, you know, I just tell them, you know what? If you're not going to do anything about it, shut the hell up.
Well, you know, around here, you know, the way people do something about it is they build a B&B on their property, and then you're right, like you said, they're contributing to the problem. There's B&B bed and breakfast springing up everywhere around here. I mean, it's ungodly, and what they charge a night or a weekend for those things. Wow.
Yep.
I just see those B&Bs as a future low-income housing. You know, everything changed.
Might be right.
You know, we'll have you be like, "Wow, that's a pretty classy thing for that bum to live in." but
yeah,
I don't know. So Fredericksburg is this weird little stupid tourist town, right? Bunch of wineries producing booze. They don't grow grapes. They haul in the grapes. They do have 6 or 8 grapes that grow here every, you know, year, and they try to make a bottle out of that. I'm actually downplaying that. They actually grow a couple grapes. But it doesn't look like any other city. Alan and I are going to be traveling out to another city to pick up his puppy here in a few hours, right? And I looked at that place and I go, wow, they're bigger than us, right? And, you know, Alan's all, no, it's just, they're just closer to a city, so it's a bedroom community. They have like an IKEA and all this other crap. It's all the strip businesses. I'm like feeling, well, they have things there. We don't have anything except antique shops and wineries.
Right.
Oh.
Well, you know, you talk about these wineries and such popping up everywhere. Before I came back home to take care of Mama until she passed, I was living out there just south of Rolla, Missouri, just north of Edgarsville, or Edgars, or whatever it is, Edgars, Missouri. But anyway,
I was just
right off of Highway 63 there, about 19, 20 miles south of Rolla. And we would take a trip every once in a while. We'd go over to, I think it's St. Charles, if I remember correctly. There's a lake over there. And driving those back roads, I mean, it is one vineyard after another, and more and more and more popping up. I'm looking at my buddy, and I'm thinking, how many damn grapes can people eat?
Right, and all that land that's now in production of basically a product that will not keep you alive when it comes down to it. You know, it used to have, you know, wheat and oats and, you know, various other, you know, soybeans, other crops, you know, being grown on those fields. Now it's all being turned over to grape production.
Yep.
You know,
so
I looked at one of the other.
Nobody will be able to eat, but everybody will be able to get drunk. Hey, thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call there, Art. We're still waiting to get Susan. Maybe she's going to do a no-show on us again. You know, she sometimes forgets what's going on. And
I thought you wanted me to get her on.
I guess that's my bad. I didn't specify. Yeah, no, grab her right now. We're gonna go to the finish up the callers, and then we're gonna go on and so forth. So dial her in, and I'll apologize some other day. We won't even tell her this is happening. How's that? Okay. Let's grab Jerry in Texas whenever you get a chance. Ken, that's right. Jerry in Texas, how are you?
Yeah, that chance comes pretty quick, didn't it? Good morning, guys. Yeah, yeah, he's talking about this transgender. Yeah, good cold morning here. But anyway, y'all was talking about that transgender bathrooms and on and on. You remember what was the name of that TV show? Goodness, it's been 20, 25 years ago. Alec McMillan, was it? That lawyer show that they had, the unisex?
I kind of do. It rings a bell. Do you remember that at all, Alan?
Vaguely, I never really watched. Yeah,
I don't know if that was the name of it. Adam McMillan was a big was one of the major stars on it. But there was a lawyer firm in New York, if I remember the setting correctly, and they had unisex bathrooms, restrooms. Yeah, all nothing but stalls. Of course, you had your laboratory, but everything else was stalls. And the guy walk in, be a woman coming out of one of the stalls, or vice versa. You know, and I thought, man, that's weird. That's cut down on the number of rooms, facilities in Whitehaven. And I guess you got individual stalls with locking doors. Not much different than having two separate facilities, you know, where you got swinging doors where they can come and go. That didn't come out right. But anyway, I thought that at the time that was rather bizarre that they introduced it. But since then, it's become common practice, it seems.
Could you imagine when they brought in that whole, you know? It's kind of when they brought in that metrosexual thing, too, you know, when they were feminizing men. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it would put us on an evener kilt, right? You know, when you're working at the same place as some really, really cute girl or woman, whatever you want to refer to her. You go into the bathroom, sit down in a stall right next to her, and she goes, Michael, whoa. Maybe that girl isn't that
right. It's amazing. We've all got the same bodily functions, but anyway, that aside. But it seemed that was the first time I remember anything introduced like that. Now, I worked in an old hospital out in West Texas, out in the Big Bend area. And, oh, goodness, this was our early 90s. And that time is all what is handicap deal come in effect with what's the name of it, where they had to put in all these handicap facilities that accommodate the handicapped so they could
American Disability Association.
Yeah.
Around for the good of mankind.
Right. But anyway.
Whatever.
There was little restrooms out there. I had a toilet and a sink. That was it. And I always had men written across it, and then women. No, none of these universal signs, you know, with a stick figure with a skirt and a stick figure for the man and this sort of thing. And one day I was walking by, and this Hispanic woman wasn't that far from the border of Mexico, walks out the men's restroom, you know. I looked at her and I said something, and she said, "Put on." You know, she couldn't speak English, so read it, let alone speak it. And so we got to have these universal signs and what have you, so these people can function without having learned to read and speak.
It's one of those things where we're supposed to give over our authority. Yeah, we're supposed to give over our authority to a minority. You know, the majority is supposed to accede to the minority, and that's just completely wrong.
So, anyway, having the unisex restrooms, that kind of cures the problem there. You don't have to put all these special signs and mortgages up on it, don't you know? Tongue-in-cheek there, guys. But, as the world turns, you know, as an old soap opera. I don't even know if that thing's still in being played or not. But anyway, I just thought about when you was talking about that unisex deal about Alley, that that show that introduced
Ali
the
Unitech like Richard. You can see the programming so far back when nowadays that we look at it, it was so subtle to start.
Yeah.
One day at a time. Remember that one? You know, the redhead mother with the two young girls, you know, raising them in New York City. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need a man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Jerry.
Susan.
Yeah. Have a good weekend.
On the line. And we're, yeah.
All right. Thanks for taking my call.
Texas Independence Day. We're here. Susan, sorry about the problems there. I kind of did a bad cut and paste, which made Ken think that I was supposed to get you at 9. Or are you there? Hello.
Yeah, I am. It's no biggie. It allowed me to get another cup of coffee.
Oh, okay. You remembered us this week, huh? Sorry.
I did. Imagine that.
Wow. That's great. Hey, we were just talking about a bathroom incident I had last week where I walked into a bathroom and I quickly turned around because I'm like, wow, this place, I just walked into the women's bathroom, right? I was over at Sutherland's and I hit it. I mean, you know, it was clean. The floor was clean and it had stalls everywhere and, you know, all these nice sinks and I'm going, shit. Oh, I didn't say that on the radio, right? So I turn around and I look and I'm like, it's a men's bathroom at Sutherland's. And I looked again and I said, wow, man, where'd the urinals go? So they got rid of them. Interesting. I think Sutherland's getting ready to do a unisex bathroom thing as a corporate entity.
Time I was in there, Steve, that they were redoing the counters up front up there. I just kind of stopped and stepped back and looked at it, and I said, doesn't look like a Fredericksburg hardware store anymore. And she goes, I know, everything's changing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, anyways, we don't need to pick on Sutherland's, but, you know.
Well, sure we do.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was kind of.
If they go unisex bathrooms, we're not shopping there anymore.
They already have a lot of people that don't want to shop there. Kind of interesting. But all hardware stores deal with people that don't like them. But it's kind of strange. You know, they were the slimiest, scummiest bathroom in the place. And now they're, wow. I could put an office in here. Okay. So I had something actually, Ken. I want to play a couple clips, right? And I've called this Dog Day for a particular reason, because, well, first of all, we're adding a new puppy to the mix out here in Fredericksburg, which is always very interesting. And we were talking a lot about, you know, feminism and all sorts of other stuff. Ken, I'm sending you a clip right now. If you want to go ahead and get that one like queued up, and I'll go to it, you know, here in a few seconds. But we're talking about feminism, right, and women and so forth. And we hadn't got into the race thing because, oh, man, we're always in the race. But it's always about us versus them. And it's kind of saddening. You know, earlier on we were talking about the fact that the dang, homosexual, gay, LGBTQ, blah, 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 are now attacking the women. And, well, the standard lesbians, you know, they're having a problem with the modern LGBTQ RXP thing, too, right? You know, Navratilova and her, you know, stop playing my games, guys, you know, whatever. Anyways, this clip comes from Maryland. Right, it comes from an interesting thing, and of course I laughed when I saw it again. I think it's very interesting, some of these things and how we react. It's a lady out in Massachusetts. She was at a dog park, and this other gentleman, right, has his dogs there, and then his dog tried to hump her dog, and the following ensued. Let's go ahead and play this clip. You know, some of you are. Oh, yeah, I kind of screwed up. You know, I sent it to the wrong account. Anyways, Yeah, I understand. Okay, Ken's going to be shifting it over to a different computer as we go to break. So when we come back, we'll start talking about at the dog park where dogs should not hump every other dog. It's hostile and violent. Well, no, it's life. Republic of Texas Radio.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So here we fight all through the night.
All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, Ken, why don't you tell me when if you get that thing set up or when we get that thing set up. And we'll go ahead and continue the show. I guess the clip is ready. So we're going to go ahead and let's just go straight into it. We'll go ahead and play the clip.
No, why are you calling
Hi.
The cops right now?
Hi.
Because I told you I wasn't leaving the park because my dog was humping your dog.
Right,
I'm not verbally assaulting you. I told you I'm not leaving.
The Attleboro Dog Park.
That's inappropriate for the dog park.
No, it's not.
I know it's not.
Dogs humping each other and she's calling the cops because my dog humped her dog. I've seen every single dog
hump
another dog.
Can you pause it for a second? Okay. So here's the lay of the land. If you can't see the video, I've heard this. It does play good on the radio. But in the background, we have this brunette with blonde dyed hair. And she's sitting there calling the cops because they're playing in a dog park and the dog just humped her dog or tried to hump her dog. They're, you know, they jump on each other's back. Anyways, and you got this other short lady that's running around with a huge bag full of, or a roll of bags, right? You know, garbage bags for picking up, I guess, poop. I guess she likes to pick up poop. She has a huge roll. But anyway, since she's telling this black guy, right, what's going on, go ahead and continue to play that, and then we'll let them play out. Go ahead.
Cops.
Whenever you're ready.
Like, are you serious?
Yeah, they will. They'll.
Yo, I can't wait. Yo, this is crazy. Because this, you heard of Barbecue Becky? Because this is the newest one. Right here.
989.
Let me get her plate. Let's see. So everybody know who this woman is. We can look this woman up.
No, you can't.
3ZN996.
Honestly. I'm just trying.
You're not trying to help me.
I'm trying to tell you.
No, you're not trying to help me. I know the rules.
You're not obeying the
dogs. I'm obeying the rules. What are you talking about? I'm right here.
You can't allow your dog aggressively on top of another dog.
The dogs hump each other every day, and I took him off. I took him off. I know it's my opinion, but you don't call the cops over it. That's all I'm saying.
That's not
the law. You just don't call the cops over it.
Okay. You just don't allow your dog aggressively on top of another dog. Huh. Anyways, what do you think, Alan? Any thoughts on that? Isn't that, well, first, it gives you a good little belly laugh at the stupidity about it, I'm sure. What do you think?
It's just another example of the insanity of this world. I can't believe that she's not being called a racist or anything like that, because apparently the guy is black.
Oh, she is.
She sounds like she's white. She and, this is what happens when you pack people into large cities. It's like you can do the same thing with rats. You put four rats in an aquarium and give them food, and they'll get along just fine. You stick 10 rats in there, and they'll start killing each other. I mean, everything has to have its personal space. Everything... Nature. I mean, yeah, dogs hump dogs. I'm sorry. You know, that's kind of how they reproduce, and it's kind of one of the main urges that animals have, you know, is to reproduce. And, you know, it's, what happens in the San Francisco Gay Pride parades, you know, from what I hear, they're humping each other on the floats as they're going down the street, you know? I mean, what the hell?
Yeah. Well, Susan, did you have a chance to, Wow, short segment. Yep, that was the end of the thing. Hey, hang on, folks. We're going to talk about the dog park on Doggy Day Sunday. Woohoo! Republic of Texas Radio.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.